That's what we just we already did that.
And then SE Dredge. What is this?
South End Dredge Spoils Concerned Citizens.
Can we, instead of calling it spoils, call it material?
Dredge material?
Spoils. Material.
Spoils. Instead of, let me...
Material?
But, what is this? Someone has to do it.
It's not like matter and investigation.
Spoils and...
It's just the term in it around the world is spoils.
I'm going to make a recommendation. Mm-hmm. I think that this absolutely needs to be a public workshop. Mm-hmm.
If it has to be. I've already done yelled and screamed out.
It has to be a public workshop where the engineer, everything's explained what, why, and get the feel of the community, because there could be a lot of blowback on this.
So I don't know how that works. Okay, being new to that part of it, so someone's probably going to need to take the lead on that.
We'd set the public workshop up.
Other park up there?
It could be a separate meeting altogether, or it could be a meeting within the city council meeting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But definitely...
I think that would be good.
So tell me on
what... I'm going to highlight and let people know that this, the public land in here is... Phil. This is Phil. There's a lot of Phil. You know, this is our waterfront. It's filled in. It's not a bad thing. You know?
Did you say at one time Snow Marine was created by Phil?
What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Over there?
That's all Phil.
That's Phil. And what was supposed to be.
And so is the ferry service terminal. That area is Phil.
That's all Phil.
It's been all...
Right, but it's not all fill from an industrial pier with lead and mercury and so on. That's the thing. A lot of clean sand and clay.
Do you
elsewhere.
Know that for sure?
Well, I read the sediment reports, yeah.
Oh, from when they put it there?
So where does
I'm saying the sediment reports
stand,
when they analyzed next to the fish
pier. Oh, over here? Oh, yeah.
That I'm very curious about that one. I have to try to find the newspapers from the late 60s,
dredging.
I guess.
Is the dredging actually going to happen, and when is it going to happen?
Oh, we don't know yet. It's still in the permitting / engineering phase. Dave St. Laurent is working with Gartley Dorsky, I believe, and they're actually doing part of the surveying and engineering of it to see if it'll physically go there.
Did we get the permit?
No. It's not. They haven't applied for the permit yet. So.
It's true. Yeah. DEP doesn't have anybody appointed to it yet either. So I think it's all waiting for the feds to move, or I guess you have to decide if you can find if the spoils indeed pass muster for land disposal there. That'll get everything going at that point, because right now you can't dredge and go, well, I don't know where we're going to put it, but we're dredging it.
That'd be the smart way to do it, yeah.
Well, that's,
I thought they'd already
the legal way, yeah.
What's that?
Didn't the samples already need approval?
As far as I know, they've passed DOT standards from what Dave told me.
Yeah.
So at this point, they are working with the engineers over there to survey it and see how it's going to lay, I guess. And you have to come up with a plan before you can apply for the DEP permit. So that's what they're doing right now.
So who's... asking for an artist rendition.
Well, when I was talking to Audra and Dave, they thought it would be a great idea to be able to explain the end result to citizens, be able to make drawings based on the engineering that Gartley Dorsky's doing, how it's going to look when we're done. That way it's not a mystery.
It's just going to be a field, right? It's not like we're doing... anything crazy. It's more of the elevation.
But it can be expanded. If you raise that up, you can put a boardwalk over there. You can do a lot more stuff.
It's going to be more useful because right now it's, on a real high tide or storms. It's,
oh, yeah, that park's worthless over there because it's just so wet.
And there are some drawbacks, all right? It can't be used for X amount of time.
Right. I can only assume, some of this, we can get some history. Again, we're not reinventing the wheel. We can look at a recent project over in Camden with their dredgings. I don't know exactly where they dredged them from, but they put them, I guess, over towards one of the cemeteries or in the cemetery. I don't know. But that would be a pretty good, interesting case study right there to look at and see how it works.
But I think everyone needs to be aware that the deal is going to be a limitation. There is going to be some runoff from it. There's certainly going to be some odor.
Yeah.
But ultimately,
there's going to be a timeline.
More useful,
you know? Yeah, there's definitely going to be a timeline. How long
these
that is.
These kind of projects need to continue to happen because the ocean is getting filled in with sediment and it's not getting removed. And that's helping the rise of the seawater levels partly due to that. And it's so prohibitive to dredge nowadays anywhere in the world.
Yep.
And then if you do dredge, they just move it from one spot to the other. But if you look at erosion around the world, everything is running into the ocean. I mean, if you take a bucket of sand and dump it in your tub, the water's going up. It's the same thing.
And the and the community just needs to be educated and get the feedback.
Because
this could be, I think it will be very sensitive until people get all the facts.
Right.
So they won't. Yep. What they'll do is react instead of.
Education's key.
Education is key.
Yeah, and I've shared all information that we have with anybody who's walked in here.
Yeah.
It used to be the ocean used to come right up through here. They used to be put boats up in here years ago. Yeah, on the dump.
Okay. Cool.
Middle pier.
Yeah, two leases.